Thank you.
Fresh off a game with the Rochester American game. That was a rough one, right?
Yeah, not our best game.
Not ideal.
No.
How does it feel, though, to be back at home for, what, three games?
Feels great. Feels like we were away the whole month of November. So it's nice to get home, play in front of our fans, and hopefully this weekend we'll get things back on track.
You're originally from Kingston. You were with the London Knights. Does coming back here to Ontario, like, I mean, you've been everywhere. Is it really like a homecoming for you?
Yeah, it is. It's great. It feels like a full circle moment. Growing up playing against Quinny in that building and coming back here as a professional, it's pretty cool. It's nice to be close to home, see some family, see some friends. They're coming to most of the games. So it's been a lot of fun for me to start the season.
What about the OHL? I mean, you've got, what, two titles with London?
Yes.
And you represent Canada, the World Juniors. I mean, what's the biggest lesson you can actually carry from those championship runs now with the Belleville Senators?
You learn a lot of things, especially when you're successful, and it's not easy to win championships. And fortunately, like you said, I was able to win a couple with London. I think that just learning that, you know, the season's long, it feels like it goes by quick, but just trying to make the most of every single day, whether it be a game or a practice, there's always an opportunity to get better. And, you know, for myself being the oldest guy on the team, I think they brought me on to, you know, kind of share some of the wisdom, I guess you could say, that I've accumulated over my career. So that's all I'm trying to, you know, help the guys with and maybe instill in them is that you need to be a good everyday professional. And then whenever you try and do that, you get a little bit better every single day. And then that accumulates over the season. And then the team improves and who knows what can happen.
A lot of kids growing up who dream to play hockey don't understand that this is one of those jobs that you could go all over the place. You found that out back in 2011 with Pittsburgh, pro hockey there, you know. And then did you imagine your career would take you through so many stops in pro hockey?
No, I didn't. I had no idea where it would take me. I've been fortunate to play. This is my 13th year, I believe, professional. And, you know, I'm just enjoying it. Year by year, been fortunate to play all over the United States, the West Coast, the East Coast, and spent a year in Switzerland, which was obviously an amazing experience. Really eye-opening to spend 8 months on a different continent. And then now to come back basically 45 minutes down the road from where I started, it's been really cool. And like I said, full circle.
Defensemen often have really different perspectives on the game. What's your approach to when you're on the ice that you think sets you apart?
I think personally, my game is more geared defensively. I think I'm, you know, whenever I'm out there, I'm first and foremost trying to take care of things in my end, trying to separate the puck from the guys on their team and get it into our forwards' hands as quickly as possible. And then from there, I'll try and jump up and support the rush and help create offense any way I can. But for myself, my game, most of my, I guess you could say my entire career has been more defense first, take care of things in our zone, and then, you know, try and chip in offensively when I can.
The AHL schedule could be kind of brutal, especially coming into the Christmas holidays, too. How do you keep your energy? I mean, you're going into three games this weekend, and two of them right in a row. I mean, how do you keep your energy up?
It is hard. You know, we are, obviously, we're playing a game for a living, but it's tiring. The travel's tough in the American Hockey League. A lot of hours on the bus. You know, you're often not flying directly to the city that you have to go to. You've got layovers, maybe early morning flights. So you just got to take care of yourself, rest whenever you can. You know, they do a great job with us at the rink, managing what our workouts are. And they've got every tool in terms of recovery that they can offer for us. So it's really just on the player to, you got to be smart. You got to rest. You got to get your sleep at night. I know it's an old cliche, but like you said, there's so many games. There's so much travel. You never really get a break. And even when we do get a Christmas break, it's like 4 days long. You're maybe traveling. Maybe a lot of guys going home to see family and rightfully so. But, you know, that takes a toll on you as well. So you got to just be smart and take advantage of the off days whenever you can.
When you play pro hockey, like the level you are, you announce you're the oldest guy on the team. I mean, you probably take a physical rehab, even staying in shape, very serious. I mean, this is your business.
It is. This is, I know I said it before, it is a game, but it's my job. It's our profession. And yes, definitely being the oldest guy on the team, you know, I really noticed, you know, once you turn 30, it's a lot more work to just feel kind of back to normal the next day to feel good. And the game's getting so fast and so skilled, it's tough to keep up with the younger guys. And if you want to be able to do that, you really have to take care of yourself. So that's just something I'm personally, you know, working on, you know, every season, but just every day, honestly, of what can I do today to feel better tomorrow. And that's kind of my mindset. And I think that I'm certainly not the only guy that is thinks along that thought process.
Well, you got Cleveland on Saturday. You got Bridgeport on Sunday. How do you mentally prep for back-to-back challenges kind of like that?
Well, we're used to it. You know, the American League, there's a lot of weekend games. So, honestly, just playing the Saturday-Sunday game, it's not all that bad by comparison to what some weeks look like. But, you know, this is why you work out in the summer. It's why you practice hard during the season to get in good shape and be mentally and physically prepared. You know, this weekend will be exciting with the, you know, the teddy bear toss and the skate on Sunday. You know, we're anticipating having great crowds and we're excited for that. And we're playing Cleveland, a team that we haven't played yet this season, which is really exciting for us. And it's going to be a good challenge on Sunday with Bridgeport. So just a good opportunity for us as a team to get back on track and get some wins.
You mentioned the teddy bear toss on Saturday and Sunday, the skate with the team. That's always a lot of fun to actually meet with the fans and interact with them. But also a big food drive with the Gleaners. Bring non-perishable food items this weekend, all weekend long, with the Belleville Senators. Thank you so much for stopping by, and all the best, Scott. And of course, you're going to be working a lot during the Christmas holidays, but at least hopefully you'll be able to have some time with family.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me. And yeah, we're looking forward to finishing strong before the holiday.